Now, this Sunday, ABC One is screening The Mystery of the Hansom Cab, which you'll remember we read as our Australian Classics book club, or in our Australian Classics book club just a few months ago. The story set in boomtime Melbourne in the 1880s, and it concerns the murder of a blackmailer named Oliver White, and he's murdered in the opening scene. All the evidence points to a young man as the murderer. He's engaged to the lovely and wealthy Madge Frettlby, but he insists that he has an alibi, but he prefers to go to the gallows rather than reveal where he was. The TV series has a great cast. I've watched it on DVD recently. It looks really good, but what I've been doing is listening to what's going on behind the dialogue, to the music. The music is written by Cezary Skubiszewski, who's one of Australia's most prolific composers for the screen. He's received lots of awards for his work, and he's sitting right in front of me in the studio. Welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning.
So, let's meet you first before we talk any more about this project. So, you were born in Warsaw in Poland. Tell us about your childhood.
No, my childhood was, just wonderful because my parents were very good to me, and obviously, I didn't have perspective that there were some other alternative ways of life in other countries. But looking back, obviously, we were living under the communist regime, especially my early childhood. I was born 3 years after the end of the Second World War, and there was quite heavy oppression. And I just recently saw a film during the Polish Film Festival called Rose, which was dealing with this very difficult post-war, post-Second World War period. But there was extremely hard, heavy pressure by the communist regime, communist regime. But then I lived through the many changes in the country, and there were periods which was much better or worse. But the culturally, it was always very prolific and very energetic country. And I think I grew up in, growing up in Warsaw Center, and I went to the theater very frequently, and grew up in, I think, very cultured environment.
Mm. And you learned to play the piano, or what instrument, when you were little?
Yeah, my mother was a good pianist. And so you see, we had piano at home, and I started learning piano at age about 6. And I liked, obviously, there was classical music mainly. And until one year my auntie brought from Italy, I remember the single of Ray Charles with What I Say and Hydrogic, and that's had quite big influence of, it's just brought completely new dimension to my musical interests.
So you discovered that there are other kinds of music out there in the world, and you liked them.
I loved them, I loved them.
Because that's really the hallmark of your work. Yeah. You're able to compose in just about any style, it seems to me. Sometimes I see your name on a film and, it's been very classical sounding. It all sounded like it was Rachmaninoff or something. And other times it's been quite rocky, or you can really write in any style.
Yes, I think that I'm just very committed to a project, and I think let's, for example, talk about the Two Hands. Obviously, when I was working on the Two Hands, that was a long time ago, 10 years ago, film with the Heath Ledger.
Yeah, directed but by that's Gregor Jordan.
Yeah. And that gave me quite a bit of street credibility, because I wrote quite strong rock and jazz influence soundtrack, and because I believe that was the sound this particular film required. So I think I just try to create some color, which is, in my opinion, or obviously with the conversation and with the film director or the producer, we decide which direction to go.
Mm. My guest is Cezary Skubiszewski here on Books and Arts Daily, and we're talking about his musical career as a composer for of all sorts, really, but particularly for the screen, because he's written the music for The Mystery of the Hansom Cab, which is coming up this weekend. So where did you learn composition? Did you have formal training in composition?
No, I had training in just as an instrumentalist, and I just sort of... But I always came up with was always writing some stuff.
Yeah.
And over the years, I had encouragement with a number of people, and some of the people were quite impressive, you know, in a sense that they work with very famous people, and they thought my ideas are really great. And I gradually was getting more and more encouragement, and I started looking at this much more seriously.
So you came to Australia in 1974.
Yeah.
What's that journey? How did that happen?
I lived in Paris for a year in 1973, and it was very easy to come to Australia then, and there was very different the political atmosphere, and plus the country needed a lot of young people, or just generally people, to come here. And I was lucky to come when the Whitlam government just announced free tertiary education. So within a year after I've learned enough English, I went to Melbourne University. And I had very interesting experience living at Newman College, which was sort of, in those days, we used to eat dinners wearing university gowns.
Right, so just to explain, Newman College is a residential college at the University of Melbourne.
Yeah, yeah. But to me, coming back from different, from Poland was quite amazing, because it was like being in, you know, Oxford University environment, so on. And then after university, I moved to north of New South Wales, where I spent a year really heavily practicing piano, and moved to Sydney, and really started without knowing anyone, and I answered some ads in the paper when they were required some musicians, and slowly got to know more and more musicians in Sydney initially.
Well, there's a lot of music in Hansom Cab. Let's hear some of it. Let's just enjoy the sound of some of your music. Now, we can feel that things might be tense here. That boom, boom, boom is making us feel that something creepy might be about to happen. There are lots of conventions in how you tell a crime thriller as a filmmaker. Are there conventions about how the music should work in a crime thriller?
I suppose we got used to the certain amount of tension music should create in the crime thriller, and some enigmatic sort of feeling. But again, we have to make some particular choices. Here we've got costume drama, which is set at the end of the 19th century in Melbourne, but we live now. So I will create a sound which combines some influences, of classical influences, but with more contemporary sounds. So for example, if I use string quartet, but I also use electric violin, creating like ambient sound behind.
So just talk to us about what we're actually hearing now. What's going on now?
No, this is a scene. I had to create like a motif for the investigation, whole process of investigations. And Shane Jacobson is playing the police inspector.
Mm-hmm.
So I sort of created certain mood for his how he develops his thoughts about the crime mystery. The same, there's obviously a romantic element which I had to reflect in my music to a certain degree. But I believe that in good drama, the music should provide also a certain theme which keeps coming back, which sort of like gels, glues all the parts together. And I think I achieved this by bringing this one motif quite a few times through the show.
What is the motif we're hearing?
Right now?
Yeah. Well, we faded
which
that.
We just faded out. That was motif from the investigation thing. But main motif is much more energetic. and with use of some percussion, because I wanted to bring the energy. When things are moving forward in the show, I wanted to really move the energy of the action a bit more forward.
On Books and Arts, we're talking to Cezary Skubiszewski about his score for The Hansom Cab, which is a television series, not television, drama, that's going to be screened this weekend. Let's hear a little bit more. This is a section called The Hanging Man. Do you want the audience to notice the music, or does it work subliminally?
Well, in television, obviously, as a composer, I like to people to notice my music, but sometimes, obviously, I don't want to overpower the story. And television is more about words. When, like in the feature films for the big screen, there's much more space for the music very often, because film directors tend to rely more on the scenes, very often without dialogue.
Yeah.
Television is very much dialogue-oriented medium, so music has to really, in some smart way, blend in with the action and sometimes not necessarily to be noticed.
Mm. Well, it was very peculiar to sit there watching the DVD and listening to the music, because that's why I watched it, because I knew I was going to talk to you.
Yeah.
And it seemed to me there was a lot of music in this show. I don't know whether there's more music than usual or whether I just noticed it more.
Yeah. It's quite a bit of music in it. You know, again, that reflects the taste of the director, in this case, Sean Seat, and the producer, Margot MacDonald. It's like with every production, we have a spotting session, and we decide where music should go in the show, when it should bring some new emotion or help the drama and so on.
You sit in a big screening room, do you, watching the film with no music, obviously, and you say, here, I think we could have some scary suspense music.
Yeah, or sometimes they put what is called temp music, which is even big enemy of any composer, because people sometimes get used to temp music, which means temporary music, which they can use from any other film in the world or any other piece of music.
Yes, it's cheating, really, isn't it? They put a little bit of Eric Satie in, and then they say...
And they say, do something.
Something that sounds a bit like Eric Satie, but that we don't have to pay the rights for.
And very often they say, oh, we don't care what it is, but they do, because people obviously get used to this particular piece of music, and some pieces of music become standard on nearly every film when it's in pre-production. Like, for example, music from American Beauty. I work probably on many projects when they just put the American Beauty as a temp music,
right?
Because it was sort of sitting well with just about everything.
Yeah. Right. Okay. And that music that we've been listening to, is that being played by live musicians, or are you doing that on a computer?
No, I think because of the quality of the show and the production quality of the show are very high, I recorded this with live musicians, emphasizing string quartet and core angle. Also used bass guitar just to give the pulse and some percussion. But I also used a lot of electronic sounds, which I played myself or generated.
Right.
And also I recorded the electric violin, which was done in Sydney, and that was sort of on recording done on distance.
I think the cor anglais starts The Hanging Man. Can we just play the start of The Hanging Man again?
Yeah.
We can't go back to that. Oh, no, we
can't.
Just let's hear it. Is that the cor anglais there, or was that a violin?
That's viola. Sort of,
that's a viola.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to play the viola. I should spot that.
Ah, that's what I want to say. I didn't want violin to dominate string section. I really put a lot of emphasis on the sound of viola, which is deeper and a bit harder. So, I make choices of the color, but also it has to go through what is called sieve of the taste of the film director or the producer.
Well, I think it's turned out pretty well. And I must say, I'm not doing this story because anyone told me to. I'm doing it because I like this book and I'm pleased at how the film turned out. It looks great and it sounds great. Are you happy with how it turned out?
I think it looks fabulous.
Yeah, I do
in
too.
A great show.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Cesare, it's been lovely to have you, and thanks for coming by.
A pleasure. Thank you very much.
Cesare Skubiszewski, he composed the music for The Mystery of the Hansom Cab, and as I say, it screens on ABC1 this Sunday night at 8:30.